Good afternoon. This is Stephen McCarthy, your host of The McCarthy Project. I am with Dave Scott, six-time world champion triathlete. He has done tremendous work in the world of triathlon over the years and is now investing his time in the world of coaching, which I think is unbelievably fantastic. If I was a young person, I would really enjoy to work with somebody that has been there, done that. And so Dave has been gracious enough to come and talk with us a little bit about the world of strength training, because I think it is something that the world of endurance athletes really put to the back burner. Dave, if you were an adult triathlete, how would you integrate the world of training in the weight room or flexibility, and then how would you move it forward after you make that initial investment?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on your show, Stephen. I do talk on this topic a lot because I think a lot of the athletes can easily avoid it. They just soon go out and ride their bike a little bit more or add another 2K in the pool. And even at the outset of my career, which started a long time ago, I was always a big advocate of doing strength training, and my individual style was pretty rough. My running form, I looked like a wounded buffalo, but I was always fairly strong. So I certainly in the longer races, I think my strength training allowed me to override a lot of the injuries and also run reasonably fast and put the whole sport together. But I've been a big advocate of doing strength training, and all the athletes that I coach now, including Chrissy Wellington the last 4 years and Craig Alexander, world champions. I find across the board, everyone's asymmetrical. They have one dominant side, they have one weak side. They have low back pain in one leg, they have a calf issue in the other. And I can just address a few areas, Stephen, that are really helpful. First off, twice a week, athletes can really benefit by doing strength training. And if you incorporate anywhere between about 6 to 8 different exercises, sometimes multiple movements in those exercises, and I'll describe just a couple of them. One of the exercises that I start off with everyone, all the triathletes, is just a single leg soar. And we first teach people how to contract their transverse abdominis. So on a quick crash course on your show, the transverse abdominis, the TA, is like a corset-like muscle, and it's underneath your obliques, and it wraps around and stabilizes your spine. It allows you to innervate your glutes so you can generate more force, particularly on the downstroke while you're pedaling. If your TA is just lightly drawn in, and you're really what you're doing is you're drawing your belly in towards your spine without contracting your rectus abdominis, which is a very, very strong, forceful muscle and actually flexes your spine. So the TA, if you're listening, if you move your hand just about 2 inches off, opposite your navel, and you draw your belly in, you'll feel kind of an indentation there, and you're drawing your TA in, and it almost will suck in your finger without tightening your rectus abdominis. And I'm doing it right now as we're sitting in the chair, so I'm just practicing, Stephen, as we're talking. So you can do it standing. The exercise that I like the best to really kind of feel this is a single leg soar with an extra movement. I'll describe this. You stand on your right leg and tighten your glute real tight. Draw your TA in, draw your belly in, and let's say you're standing on your right leg, flex at the hip so that your back is nice and straight, so keep your shoulder blades lightly contracted. Put your arms out like you're a bird, like you're soaring. Now bend at your hips, and just bend over about 60 degrees. Same time, let that left leg, tightening your glute on the left side, let that leg come off the ground, and hold that tight leg, tight TA position just by as if you're soaring through the wind, standing on a single leg. That stability that you're teaching and your proprioception that you're going to have in your foot and your calf and your quad and your low back, a lot of people are going to find, gee, my balance stinks. And we find this across the board. In single leg stance on running or when you're applying the pressure on the bike, a lot of people will gravitate to that dominant side or they get a hip drop. So we do the single leg soar. And then the second component of this is just take some light dumbbells. You may want to start off with 5 pounds. In the same position, elbows in tight, you can do a double arm row. So you draw your elbows in close to your ribs and just draw those weights up close to the ribs, draw in the TA, and you really feel your TA fire when you're doing this. if you're not doing this properly, you'll feel this in your low back. So even with a very light weight, you'll feel a strain in your low back. And that's what happens on the bike when people are in this sort of bent over position and their low back and their core is weak. All of a sudden, that low back pain is exacerbated as the race goes on, particularly if their glutes are weak and they're just a leg-dominant athlete. So single leg sore is a great one to start with. That's one of many, but everyone should try that who's listening.
Yes. And the big thing is, as you go through this, each person, each athlete is different, and that, I think, is the value. And, Dave, you have some programs or some products, if you will, if people want to get in touch with you. Where do they go to get the information?
Well, I tell everyone just to Google Dave Scott. That's easy. Maybe it sounds a little bit pretentious, but my name will pop up, or DaveScottInc.com is my website, and I have a number of strength programs on the website, including the soaring exercise. A lot of the programs are really tight. You can do them quickly in between about 20 to 28 minutes. Some are a little bit longer, more extensive, more full body. But I pay a lot of attention to the weak areas that triathletes have, and that's the hips, the glutes, the low back. TA is always weak, and the rotator cuff, and lastly along your spine, so that people maintain a nice, straight, great posture, and they can get the maximal innervation out of their glutes and not just rely on their lateral quads. So, you know, people that are doing this sport will find, gee, I get off that bike and my legs just felt like wood. You don't want them to feel like wood. You want those glutes working. And I would say with all the athletes that I've worked with and clinics that I've given, the glute strength across the board is shockingly bad.
I would agree completely. So it's funny when you look at the world of older people when they sit all day, they've been through school, you know, I'm talking school as a younger person, and then they get out into the working world and they're sitting 60, 70 hours a week, and then they're going to magically go out and run a triathlon and then wonder why their body's not feeling too hot. Well, Dave, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Like I say, if you want to get more information about Dave's programs, you can go to DaveScottInc.com. Thank you very much, Dave.
No, you're welcome, Stephen. Pleasure.